This is Jean McMillan. I am interviewing Father Dawson. He's going to talk about his career with the St. Martin's of Tours and how he is consolidating three parishes into one solid unit. Today's date is January 13th, 2022. This is File 48, Cycle 4, and here we go. What is your name?
My name is Father M. David Dawson. I'm originally from Delaware. I've been in Connecticut ever since I went to UConn. And in 2014, I had the privilege of being ordained, what the Archdiocese would call a, quote, late vocation, unquote. And prior to my current assignment of being at St. Martin of Tours, I was at St. Patrick's in Collinsville, combined with my assignment of being the chaplain of the Northwest Catholic in West Hartford. And before that, I was at St. Bridget, St. Helena's in West Hartford. And they are now combined officially, because before they were linked, which just meant separate accounts, but counts, separate councils, but they shared a priest, but now they're one parish with the name St. Gianamola.
How do you spell that?
I am 70% sure. G-I-A-N-N-A, and last name M-O-L-L-A. And she was a saint who was expecting, and she was given a terminal diagnosis, but they said, well, maybe we would be able to save you if we eliminated the baby and gave you treatments, and she opted to do everything she could for the baby to live while she allowed herself to expire.
All right. When did you come to this area?
I was assigned here a little more than 3 years ago, because I got here on September 10th, let's see, 2018, and they were setting up for their big September 11th event that they do every year in front of St. Joseph's, and they had a giant crane with a long flag flying from it, and they had stuff starting at 6 a.m., and I got here on the 10th, and I'm still trying to figure out what's what. Is this the only place I need to be that day? What's the schedule here? And all that other
good stuff.
Yes.
Where did you get your seminary training?
I was at Mount St. Mary's in Emmitsburg, Maryland, which is about 20, 25 minutes south of Gettysburg, which is the only thing anyone's heard of that's in the area.
Not necessarily.
Well,
yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
It's also near St. Elizabeth Ann Seton's Shrine and Remains, about half a mile from that. And I was there for 2 years for pre-theology, where you get your philosophical training, and 4 years for theology. But while I was doing theology, they also made me simultaneously get a online master's in management from Villanova.
I wish I could write as fast as you can talk. What was your first career?
The one that would actually be a career as opposed to job hopping, I did 14 years in banking, including 5 years in credit cards in Delaware, and I did 9 years with Fleet/Bank of America.
Oh, Lord. And you entered the seminary when you were 38?
Yep, like a month or two before I turned 39, living with a bunch of really young guys, and it was a very unique experience.
Oh, it would be. It would be.
Yes.
What is your goal for St. Martin of Tours?
I have one goal as a priest. I want as many people close to Jesus Christ and with him for eternity as possible. And at this point, anything that can ethically be done to make us from three parishes into one in mindset, as well as in fact, and, you know, legal status, mm-hmm. would be a wonderful gift. And trying to keep our heads above water with a shrinking financial and volunteer base, well, I believe in miracles.
We all do. Mm-hmm. We all do. There may be little miracles, but there's always miracles. Okay. What are the three churches that you serve?
I serve currently St. Mary's in Lakeville, which is on top of the hill and has the most beautiful crucifix that I know of.
Thank you.
It's a gorgeous, I like to just sit there and pray when nobody's in the church, looking upon the crucifix over the tabernacle where our Lord is. And here at St. Joseph's, where people say, how come you still had Mass on an icy day? It's like, I live next door. Why wouldn't I? And then we have Immaculate Conception in Norfolk, which has the most gorgeous stained glass windows in the diocese for my money.
Good. Each church has something special.
Absolutely.
Now, what are the services at St. Mary's, please?
St. Mary's has a 9 a.m. on Sundays and an 8 a.m. on Friday mornings, as well as, of course, any funerals or other things as needed.
St. Joseph's?
St. Joseph has a 6 p.m. on Wednesday and has a 5 p.m. on Saturday, as well as confessions from 2:30 to 3:30.
Okay, I was going to ask you about that.
Well, if there's certain events, certain times of the year, I will try to make special arrangements to offer a confession at least once during Lent and Advent at each of our other churches. But since it's in the geographic center, and we had the confessional totally rearranged just for safety, for propriety, windows on the door so people can see there's nothing questionable, and physical contact not possible, just...
Yeah.
It for preventing any false allegations.
Which is very sensible. And how about the services at Immaculate Conception?
We have Thursday morning, 8 a.m., and we have 11 a.m. on Sunday.
So you do a service at St. Mary's at 9 o'clock, and then you scoot over to Norfolk and do an 11?
Yes.
Oh, that's going to be tight.
And
that's tight.
Trying to stop and grab a iced tea to get some caffeination before I get over there.
When you have, and I think you've already answered this, but when you have confession, is it always at St. Joseph's? Or
typically, yes. And okay. But even when I've had it in other locations, they by far have the most people choosing to participate in it.
Okay.
So between geography.
Yep. It's hard.
And, yeah.
It's hard. It's hard. For you, it's hard trying to get kids to come into the library because of transportation. Mm-hmm. It's an issue. It's an issue.
St. Mary's, I'll just use that little cry room that they have, and then I'll turn this little wall so people can see me through the cry room window, but you can't see the person who's confessing unless they want to be seen.
Alrighty. What about catechism? Do you do that here as well?
We use the Bitterman Center, which if you come out here and you turn left, it's the equivalent of about a block up the road, which is our most up-to-date and most lavish church hall. But it's funded by bingo, which happens there on Friday night.
Okay.
We're a Catholic church. You'd expect bingo to show up in the conversation somewhere.
Of course. Yes. Of course. I mean, that's part of the territory.
Yep.
Oh, my. Do all of the catechism children come?
As of this year, yes.
Okay.
There used to be two programs, but now there's only one because we don't have the teachers or the children or the resources to do otherwise.
Right. About how many children come?
I believe it's in the low 30s currently.
Good for you.
If everybody who's supposed to come came, but...
It fluctuates, but that's a good number.
And we're going through some transitions, like the current person who leads it. We've been blessed with her services for quite some time. She's married to our deacon, and we're just in the process of transitioning next year so that somebody else can succeed her.
She's Mrs. Pat Beecher?
Yes, and she was a librarian in public schools for many, many years, and she's a very sharp, organized cookie.
You need that when you're dealing with kids.
Yes.
You really do. What time does this happen?
It normally meets 6:30 on Wednesday nights. So if somebody wanted to come to the 6 p.m. Mass, they'd be out just in time to go to the 6:30. And then we do,
A half an hour Mass?
For weekday Masses, it's much shorter.
Ah.
No music. And nobody wants to hear me sing. So
they haven't heard you, that's all.
Oh, they've heard me, because I tell them your choices are to participate and join me or hear me. It's your call. And then we do different things with them now and then, like, you know, we'll have...
I see.
Once a year I do a thing where I go through the church and explain what all the things are, all the doohickeys, and then I go through the Mass and explain that to them. It's like, so, if you understand what's going on, you're far more likely to be engaged than if you're just channel surfing and in church.
Yeah. You have to have them buy into whatever it is.
Praise God.
How many parishioners on the roll total?
I believe, at least prior to COVID, it was 380.
Okay. Well, COVID is an issue all by itself.
Well, by God's grace, we didn't actually have... We had people connected to the parish path. We didn't have anybody actually die from it who attended the parish currently.
Oh, good.
But we did have a lot of people who just, for whatever reason...
Wanted to be careful, yeah. The attendance at St. Mary's is generally...
It varies, but the attendance there tends to be a little higher, but that's primarily because of the time, where parents like to have it first thing on a Sunday morning. So if I were to change the schedule...
You'd have fewer.
Yeah. Right, they would just be more elsewhere. So, yeah.
Yeah.
It fluctuates from the 50s to the 80s on a really good week. Ooh. But we haven't had many really good weeks lately.
Not during the winter, anyway.
You live in New England. You choose to be here.
I know. Well, when I do the oral histories, my caveat is I don't drive in snow. You know, certainly not over Smith Hill.
Yes, that was fun on Sunday.
Oh, I'll bet.
Yeah, we only had 20 people there on Sunday with the ice, but it's like, I was able to get there up Smith Hill, but it's like, hey, whatever. If I can be there, I will be there.
And I think everybody is understanding and forgiving weather. The Chosen, tell me about that, please.
Oh, sure. It's a video series that's made by... group with no particular denomination. It's a multi-season series on the life of Christ. And Jonathan Rumi is the main actor. He's very Catholic. But they're hoping to do 8 seasons of 8 episodes per season.
What is Jonathan's last name?
Rumie. So I may not be pronouncing it correctly.
That's all right.
And what I like is that all funding is voluntary because they don't want a corporation telling them you have to change or omit what's in Scripture. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely one of the most personable yet still powerful representations of Christ that I've seen on film.
Oh, good.
Because normally Jesus is either a wuss or a tough guy.
I haven't heard that one in a while. Okay. Well, yeah, well, you're right.
You see those 1970 pictures?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's just like, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Got it. And this is held at the Bitterman Center.
It was. We did the first season during Advent. Since there were 8 episodes, we did 2 episodes a week for the 4 weeks. At some point, we may do season 2. But I wrote them and got permission, so I wouldn't be violating any copyrights.
Oh, excellent. Excellent. What time do you have it?
We had it at 6:30 on Monday nights. And I don't know if for Lent we're going to watch season 2 or if we're going to have some other project. At some point we'll get to season 2.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
And season 3 is allegedly supposed to come out soon. Anybody could download the app and watch it for free on any compatible device. But we bought the DVDs.
Do you have discussions of it afterwards?
Not organized ones. People may talk about it, but given the fact it starts at 6:30, closes at 8:30, it's dark, and the average age of our parish.
Yeah.
If they wish to, I'm very happy to.
Okay. Alrighty. Now, we talk about the property, and you said that you own 11 buildings and 4 cemeteries. And there are some problems with all of that property.
Yep.
Go ahead.
Nothing is new of the buildings. I think the Bitterman Center may be the newest building we have, but I'm not positive on that.
And probably.
That's probably just the nature of the beast.
So there's a lot of maintenance.
Yes.
What are the 4 cemeteries? I know about St. Mary's.
There's one in Falls Village, St. Patrick's, but...
Oh, all right, yeah.
There's not even a road to it from the main road.
Yeah.
We got to go through somebody's...
We've got some, yep. Okay.
And we no longer, unless somebody has pre-arrangements, we no longer accept new admissions to that one because...
That's a passive, yeah.
Yeah. But if somebody does have free arrangements, we'll honor it.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. All righty. I'm going to ask you a little bit about the various committees of the churches. What is the parish?
There aren't too many committees.
But no, but what is the parish council?
The parish council, well, tonight we're having a joint meeting for the parish and finance council. Just to go over 2022's budget, because I wanted to wait until the Christmas season was officially over. Mm-hmm. And we have a few representatives who, well, we have, I think, 9 people on the parish council, plus myself. And I'm not sure if the chairperson counts as one of them or not. And while they're from each of the churches, I keep reiterating, you're not here to advocate for a church, but for the welfare of the parish as a whole.
So I would assume there'd be like 3 people from each church.
That's the goal.
That's the goal. Okay.
And that way, if somebody doesn't show from Church A, well, hopefully somebody else will be there from Church
A. Yeah. So at least you've got a representative from each church.
Right. And Finance Council, I think we have maybe 2 from each church. And just there you have to be a little more focused. And you also need a certain skill set. But in both cases, people are invited because we don't want necessarily the most popular, but we want people who can contribute intellectually, emotionally, spiritually.
I would assume that your skill set would be quite good with the finances because of your previous career in banking.
I mean, it's a completely different thing. I was a drone in a mega corporation.
Okay.
So.
But you still have to know how to add 1 and 1 and come up with 3.
Definitely.
Okay.
And that's, although I do make sure that whenever funds are counted for the collection, I am not even on site when that happens. It's like, I will not be alone with it, just so.
Smart man.
Yeah.
Smart man.
Can accuse me of
a lot of things, but not that.
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, I understand. I've been treasurer of things, and they say, well, why do you have to come out to the penny? Because it's not my money.
Yeah. I can understand that.
Oh, dear. Do you have a buildings and grounds committee?
We have, like, a cemetery committee.
Okay.
And right now, they're facing a number of issues because, to put it nicely, there isn't the reverence that there used to be when people go to cemeteries. There were people having a pumpkin carving party this October in one of our cemeteries.
Oh, dear God, preserve us.
Exactly. And they do other things, and they make sure those who are supposed to dig the holes dig them and fill them and all that.
Well, you don't have problems at St. Mary's.
No, Kathy Hawley is a godsend.
Oh, yes, she's super.
And her husband, Jack.
Oh, yes. Well, I work with them because in Salisbury, as town historian, one of my responsibilities is to maintain all of the cemeteries. And she's perfectly marvelous.
Yes.
Oh, good. Oh, good.
They make a great team, those two.
They do. They do. And they have been super helpful when I've had, not issues with them, but I will call them and say, what do you need? How can I help? Because it's a private cemetery. But if I have any kind of resources that I can offer, that's my job.
I believe only half of it's private. Half of it is ours, and half of it, I believe, belongs to the town.
That's Salisbury Cemetery, that's a different cemetery under a different association.
That's what it was explained to me. But.
Well, yes, they're right together. Mm-hmm. But St. Mary's is church-owned. Mm. The Salisbury Cemetery is town-owned, but it's run by the Salisbury Cemetery Association.
Okay.
Priest rotation. How long do you stay in your assignment?
Typically, as if that word ever applied anymore, the letter appointing you says you're there for 6 years. Now, that doesn't mean you might not get a phone call one day saying, we need somebody with your skill set in situation A more than we need you where you are now. Mm-hmm. But you have the letter for 6 years, and theoretically, you could offer to be renewed for an additional 6-year term. But right now, given the changing in the landscape and the closing of churches and consolidation and the lack of vocations in the northeast of the country, you do what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, we all do. Mm-hmm. We all do. Outreach programs. And you said the Northwest community? No, the Northwest Corner Pantry is part of it.
A food pantry. They use our building, but but we don't actually have any role beyond that.
Ah, okay.
And we also do things to help and support a food pantry in each of these towns, in Canaan and in Norfolk.
Okay, loaves and fishes here. What's the one in Norfolk?
That's a very good question. And
that's all right.
I want to say Norfolk Food Pantry, but I could be wrong.
Okay, we can leave that. That's a problem.
And, like, we do things with, like, I know Botel School, they normally do this Socktober thing where they have people donate socks for the homeless and this, that, and the other.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we do giving trees that we normally do with somebody involved in social services in the town for Christmas. And just various activities like that.
Yep.
As well as the fact that I have at least a monthly mass at Noble Horizons and at Gear. And, of course, if somebody needs anointing of the sick, then I'll happily get to them as soon as they are allowing people in the building, which right now they are for the moment.
Yes.
And
okay.
So I go fairly regularly for that, too. Once in a rare while, we'll be called to share, and if we have somebody who needs anointing of the sick there. But the folks at Noble, they know me. The folks at Gear, at the rehab, they know me. Mm-hmm. And it's like,
wonderful. Before we close, is there something you'd like to add?
Well, it's not my church. It's not the people's church. It's hopefully God's church. And hopefully we are making it what he wants it to be. No, because he has a much better vision than I or anybody else does.
Thank you.
You have a great day.